Welcome to the Words of Life program. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers sponsor Words of Life as they have done for many years. It is our simple goal to tell you about Jesus. This week, we will hear part two of Brother Julius Hovan's archived sermon on the abundant life that Jesus offers. Again, expect a blessing. Please pray with me. Holy Father, we bow before you in humility. Thank you for giving us Jesus for the removal of our sins and for giving us the blessings of the abundant life. Thank you for this great love and help us to be faithful to you, doing your will in faithfulness. Lord, please protect your people throughout the world so that Satan's persecution and opposition will not hinder them. Some of the people who are listening to this broadcast today are troubled with sin. Still others are discouraged or burdened with serious health problems. Please bring about the conviction, encouragement, and healing that are needed in their lives. And bless this program and the sermon that we will soon hear so that your will be accomplished. And thank you for hearing us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. After this next song, we will hear part two of The Abundant Life That Jesus Offers by Brother Julius Hovan. We now present part two of Brother Julius Hovan's sermon on the abundant life that Jesus offers.
Welcome to Words of Life, a program that seeks to share with you the life of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God. In a previous lesson over this radio wave, I shared with you about the abundant life that Jesus offers in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, and we found that that life was appealing and abounding and abiding for those who will accept it. I want to return to that passage of Scripture in John 10, and especially center attention on verses 9 and 10, where Jesus said, "I myself am the door. By me, if anyone enters in, they shall be saved. Then they shall go in, and they shall go out, and they shall find pasture. The thief does not come except to kill and steal and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." The question comes, certainly, if this is such good news, and it is, and if it has been brought to us as a free gift, and it has, and God has at great cost provided it so freely, why will all not gladly receive this life? As we closed the last program, we concluded it was because there is an enemy that prevents that from happening. He comes in many and varied forms. He has those deceptive, tricking methods to keep us from believing truth. He has a message that is contradictory to the message of God's eternal life. His motives are not good. God comes to provide life and joy and peace. Oh, but look at those homes, those individuals who have been captured by Satan. Our hospitals, our jails, our penitentiaries, our mental wards are full of those who have not had a part of this abundant life, but rather have accepted the trickery of the devil and gone an opposite direction. Today there is the humanist, which says we can live our own way. We can lift ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We don't need a God. Or the atheist who simply says there is no God. or the theory of evolution that says, well, we were just part of a big explosion one day in the past. Well, it is my pleasure to share with you today what Jesus says in that verse that we have just shared in your hearing. This life, this abundant life that he offers, it will come to us, as we see from this passage, in three different forms, if you please. First of all, if we come into him, that's what the faith relationship does. It says, number one, we will receive salvation. Saved, not lost. Rescued, not perishing. I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. Very often went to the Atlantic Ocean, and out on the beach we would go out into the waters. And it was not unusual for that thing called an undertow to trick someone by just slowly taking them out into deep water. And then they were not able to return, and the lifeguard would have to hurriedly go out to rescue them. We know what it means to be rescued when we are in danger. Am I speaking to somebody this morning that is in that danger zone? Is that you, my friends? Living for self, following the devil's way, not yet enjoying the abundant life. Oh, we have discussed how the Lord Jesus, in providing this salvation, redeems us from the slave market of sin. None of us think about or want to think about being in jail, but that's what sin does. And so he redeems us from that slave market. And then he releases us from the power of sin and the condemnation. Wherever you go in the world today, it is the realization of people in the very darkest hearts of Africa, or the woodlands of Australia, or South America, or wherever you go, there is that feeling that if I have done wrong, I have broken the law of a God somewhere, that I am under condemnation. Jesus, when we receive him by faith, an obedient faith, releases us from that condemnation and from that power of sin. We are renewed with life from above when we are born again and the Spirit of God comes to dwell in us. The very first gospel sermon prompted the question to those who heard it, what must we do in order to be saved? And under the inspiration of the Spirit, a man by the name of the Apostle Peter, Simon Peter, said this, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here, my friends, is the beginning of the abundant life. Here is the coming into a faith relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We come in, and what is the first step? We shall be saved. Oh, saved, not lost. What good news that is. But then secondly, he says, they will go in and they will go out. As I read that, that suggests to me busyness and activity. And so not only in a relationship with Jesus do I receive salvation, but I receive the opportunity for service. I am saved by Jesus to serve him and to serve others. Very often when a person gets older, they think life has no purpose. Ah, Jesus provides that purpose. So many young people are taking their lives by suicide because they say life has no purpose. Oh, my friends, Jesus comes to give us purpose. And James, the apostle, says, the faith that saves us is a faith that obeys the Word of God and does the will of God. You see, because we are saved by grace, because I can't work for it or earn it, but it comes through this great thing we call grace, it is no excuse for me to disobey God's laws or to be a lazy Christian. Paul had to deal with this in the book of Romans. Some were saying, oh, since we have the grace of God, we can just go on sinning. We don't have to be good people. God will save us anyway. Paul writes in that book and makes it very clear that we must not have that attitude. We have been purchased by a great price, and we now have purpose to go in and out, to be busy in life, to serve. The story is told in the slave days when, unfortunately, human lives were bought and sold on the slave market, that a particular young woman, a slave, was bought. After much bidding that had driven the price up rather high, she stood very defiantly before her new master. Her fists were clenched, her jaw was set, and she was all set to be a slave, but not with a very good attitude. And he could see that in her. And he held in hand the papers that were handed to him that says, "You own this human being, this woman." Standing in front of her with those papers, he took the papers of ownership and before her very eyes tore them up and said to her, "I bought you in order to free you. You are no longer a slave, but you are free to go where you will." Now, what was her response? Oh, here it is. She fell to her knees, grasped him by the feet, and said, "Oh, Master, I will love you and serve you for the rest of my life." Yes, when our Lord Jesus frees us from the slave market of sin, he gives us the opportunity now to love him and to serve him for the rest of our life. What papers of ownership are you under today? What about your life? For freedom, Christ sets us free. But some, listening to my voice today, may still be owned, as it were, by the devil. They may still be following his will, his way, desirous of the things that he has to offer. If I am speaking to one who falls into that category, I would urge you to make a decision of your heart, your mind, your will, and that you would give your life to the Lord Jesus. And maybe I'm speaking to a Christian who has gotten a little bit indifferent about spiritual matters. Can you claim to be a Christian, to believe in Jesus, and to be a follower of the one who died for you, but have no time to read your Bible, no time to spend in prayer talking to God, or sitting before him listening for him to direct you, no time for worship in the church? Oh, he is not pleased with that, and your life cannot be blessed if you continue in that road. Here is abundant life, my friends. It provides, first of all, we shall be saved, and so there is salvation. But secondly, then, it makes it possible for us to go in and to go out, to have purpose in life, and to be busy. But oh, it does one other thing. It says we will find pasture. Now, if any of you are like I am, I was born and raised on a farm, and we had cows and chickens and pigs and dogs and cats and other animals. We know what it means when they receive proper provision, as the Good Shepherd provides for the sheep, and when they receive that, they are then satisfied. The cow will go out into the pasture land, and there is the green grass, and they will eat on that for several minutes. And that grass goes into one of their many stomachs, and then they will go find a shady spot, having gotten a drink of cool water, and they will sit in the shade, and they will chew their cud, as we say, satisfied with the provision that the shepherd has provided, or that the rancher has provided for his cattle. Listen to me today, if you will. This wonderful Lord Jesus brings satisfaction to your life. Not only protection, not only purpose, but provision. Not only salvation, not only service, but satisfaction for you. Oh, how many listening to me today. Maybe you just ran across this program. You just turned the dial and there we were. But will you listen? If you are living that unsatisfied life, maybe in spite of the abundance of things, of a lot of pleasures, a lot of things you do to try to bring joy into your life, there is a great emptiness that still exists. Then I share with you the good news. Jesus offers a life that is abundant, a life that is appealing, a life that is a life of great joy that will bring to you satisfaction. Number one, do you have it? That means you're not a Christian, but you could become one. Christian, do you live it? Oh, you should. And do you want it? If you're unsaved, you can yet today find someone who can help you as you open your Word, the Word of God, and find the road to salvation through obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, here's the good news. Whosoever comes to me, Jesus is talking, whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast them out. That's you, my friend. You're included in that whosoever. He didn't put your name or mine. If he had, we might think, well, that's some other person with my name. But no, whosoever covers me, and it covers you. And regardless of who you are, what you have done, or where you are, Jesus makes available to you this great life. Galatians, one of the epistles written by the great apostle Paul, says this in chapter 3 and verse 27, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And so when we put him on, we are then brought into a relationship that provides this abundant life that is appealing and abiding and that gives us salvation and an opportunity for service and joy like we have known no other time. May God bless you, is my prayer.
Pray that you will seek help from other believers who truly follow God's Word. If we can help you in your decision for Christ, please let us know. To receive a free recording of both parts of this archived sermon by Brother Julius Hovan, please write to us. Ask for CD number 1930. That's 1930. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.